Welcome back, everybody. And no, that's not a humming bee in the background. That is actually a lawnmower at the Thrott Estate.
We were sitting outside last night at my sister's house, and we heard kind of a buzzing sound. And here comes my cat. And we weren't sure if it was like a lawnmower or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. And it ended up being a drone. Someone had like a little tiny drone flying around the neighborhood.
Wow. There were some expletives flying around this studio about
10 seconds ago.
Because for some reason, if anybody just jumps into a time machine, we'll remember that this machine tried to update to 1803 while we're doing a podcast, because why wouldn't it?
Sure.
And it eventually did update to 1803. And the way that I know that is because all my audio settings were reverted back to default, and which is sort of an issue for this podcast. And that took a good 5 minutes to sort out, and then the 10 minutes of getting everything set back up.
Brad, your real world experiences with 1803 are not particularly interesting, because Microsoft has declared that this release was the most reliable and successful one yet. And so I think instead of just going with what you're seeing in real life, I'm going to go with what Microsoft said and just believe that everything that they say is true and that there are no problems. So can we just move on from this?
I like how you can't even just like pause for a dramatic moment.
It's so awful.
Okay. No, but Paul, I don't know if you've stepped outside recently, but it's a little. I actually cut my grass this morning, and when it got done, I just contemplated running over the my foot with my own lawnmower to go to the hospital because it was a little hot.
Yeah, so sometime later today, you'll be treated to a photo that I will title White Trash, and it's going to be a picture of us and our dog in a kiddie pool in the backyard.
I don't know if I'm really looking forward to that, but I will appreciate it.
It's going to be 90-something today again. Yeah.
I forgot to... I got distracted because 1803 was all screwed up to actually put the photo I wanted behind me, because we'll talk about E3 here in a second. But Paul, I bought a new desk this weekend.
I saw it. I saw that. So where, what room is that? Is that like your new office?
Yeah, well, it is quite upstairs, literally, if you could go up through the floor, it's right above me.
Okay.
And so this was like a multi-stage thing, because first it was like, can I actually work upstairs? Like, is it, you know, doable doing a podcast down here, working upstairs and all that? So that was step one. And so we got that set up, and it's like, yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to go back into the dungeon. And then I needed a proper corner desk, because I just had like a slab thing.
Yeah.
So we went and got the corner desk, because what else do you want to do on Father's Day than assemble IKEA furniture?
Yeah, I at my old house, I used to do what you're doing now, which is my office was upstairs and my podcast studio was downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I found that worked pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
I do remember when you first came to BWW and you were doing your other podcast, the Friday podcast. Mm-hmm. I think I referred to your basement at the time, and this was before you had the studio that you're in now, as Hitler's bunker.
Yeah, you weren't too far off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it works. It's good for podcasting because there's no natural light. It's bad for living because there's no natural light. So.
Yeah, that's right.
But, Paul, there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, the E3 tunnel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe, I am not going to pronounce this company's name right, but I believe it's called GitHype. Might be the proper way you describe this. But what's more important here is what this company does is they monitor streaming platforms such as Twitch, and they also monitor platforms like Steam. And they came out and said, hey, well, this is not perfect. Microsoft won E3. And they determined that by saying Microsoft had at its peak 1.7 million viewers of its Twitch stream of its E3 keynote and walking down the order. So Microsoft had 1.7. Second place, somewhat surprising, Ubisoft, however you want to pronounce them, at 1.6 million. Sony came in at third, followed by Bethesda, followed by PC Gaming Show, then Nintendo, and then Electronic Arts. And to put this into a little bit of perspective, Microsoft actually had the highest streaming audience last year in 2017. So they're back-to-back World War II champions, or World War champions, not World War II champions, back-to-back champions there, with 1.1 million in 2017. So 500,000 to 600,000 more people watched this year than last year on Twitch, which is, there's no other way to interpret that. That's good news for Microsoft.
Yeah. It's funny. I in my own mind, I guess, I also think that Microsoft won E3. I don't mean that from a viewer standpoint. This is another metric, but having watched most of those keynotes, I don't think I didn't watch the EA one, but there's no doubt in my mind that Microsoft's EA press conference was better than any of the others. But the Nintendo one was borderline. These people need mental help. The Sony one was fine. It was just surprisingly lackluster from a, all we have are sequels kind of perspective. The same thing with, I guess it's Bethesda, the guys that do Doom and Rage and all that stuff. It's like, geez, like it's like Nostalgia Central over there. You know, it's like all we have is like this old stuff. They're almost like a semi-modern version of Atari. We do is just retread the same thing over and over again.
Which I find pretty rich coming from a guy who only plays Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, my hypocrisy knows no bounds. I make no mistake. But, you know, tied to this, let me see if I can find this tweet. You know, I get up every morning. I read the New York Times. I hate myself because the New York Times is terrible. And there was a – let me see. I guess I'm going to quote this. This is like the opening or the blurb for an article about Twitch, which is the service that Amazon owns, right? This is what it says. Google and Facebook are struggling to catch up with Twitch, a service that Amazon bought 4 years ago for $1.1 billion. To which I replied on Twitter, also a little company called Microsoft, dicks. Like, and this is the problem that I have with the New York Times, one of the problems. Microsoft never gets mentioned in anything.
Right.
All of their, Microsoft is in fact mentioned in the article, and off the top of my head, by a factor of less than 3-1 versus, say, Google or Twitter or Facebook, none of which have anything to do with gaming, not really. But that's the way they do things. And Microsoft is like this thing that barely gets mentioned all the time. And I have made it my life's work now just to call them out every time they do it because I'm just tired of it. Like, it's unbelievable to me, given what you just said, too. And on Twitch,
yeah,
Microsoft won. That they don't get more credibility or more credit with the New York Times because those goons are reporting from Silicon Valley and they have that kind of Silicon Valley mindset. And I don't appreciate that kind of bubble world.
Yeah, the interesting thing too is obviously Amazon owns Twitch. And for Microsoft, that's probably like a best case scenario because if Google would have bought it, that would have been really bad news. If Sony would have bought them, that would have been terrible news. If Facebook would have bought them, I think everybody would have thought that was bad news. Because yeah. Obviously Amazon doesn't have a console, so they're kind of this Sweden, if you will, neutral ground in some respects. I have to wonder, though, if Phil Spencer would have taken over Xbox earlier, if he would have pushed to buy them.
Yeah. Yeah, things would have been... Yes, there's no other way to say it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, Microsoft is doing with Mixer... specifically what they're doing with Xbox in general, which is they've been dealt a set of cards and they are literally playing the best game they can play based on what they were given. And, Twitch is like so much else at Microsoft where it just improves in leaps and bounds. And the user base is not what it is, say on Twitch or on YouTube probably or anything else, I guess. But I mean, they've thrown everything they can into it. And if you're a game streamer, you know, the opportunity there is probably pretty good, if you want to become a semi-famous, I don't know what these people are, celebrities or whatever, on that service. I mean, I think you have a better chance than you do elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, obviously, whatever, Microsoft had a good E3. I don't think there was really anybody dispute about that. And here we are. But, Paul, Microsoft has a launcher challenge problem, you say?
It's not a launcher challenge problem. I mean, but I'm using the Microsoft launcher actually across devices. I've been talking for over a week now about this stupid Huawei MediaPad M5 review. The review is stupid, not the device. There's actually two devices that will actually that is coming out today. I was literally just finishing it up as we started the podcast. But in the course of reviewing this tablet, in particular, the smaller one, which I prefer, there's an 8.4 inch and a 10.8 version, so they kind of line up with the iPads. One of the things I'm not a super fan of on that device is I think it's called the EMUI user interface that they put on top of Android. It's sort of like stock Android, but it's like stock Android was like 3 or 4 years ago. Like there's a big button in the middle of the bottom to hit app, you know, for apps instead of swiping up from it. It kind of looks a little old fashioned. And so I started looking around at alternate launchers. And of course I came back to the Microsoft launcher, which is kind of a perennially of interest to Microsoft guys for obvious reasons. And then I thought to myself, you know, I think I need to take a look at this again because it's, you know, like just like Mixer or just like Xbox, you know, it is improved in leaps and bounds over the past just few months even. I mean, it's kind of impressive. This thing's been around for about 3 years. I think it was just back at Build this year where they took Launcher out of the garage at Microsoft and made it a formal part of their whole cross-device integration strategy. And so it kind of takes on a renewed emphasis as well. And so I've decided to use it for my phone and see if I can make that transition because I really do like the stock Pixel launcher. So I'll be writing about that each day this week.
Yep. And then Microsoft announced this morning that, and I'll be completely candid, I'd never heard of this before, but after doing a little bit of research, it looks like it's a pretty good buy. It's called Flipgrid. It is huge in the educational space for making video and sharing that kind of content. I think somebody described it as YouTube, but for education and video and that sort of environment. If you go do any little bit of research on Twitter, you'll see that teachers are loving this because Microsoft is making it free for everybody in the education space. And on the surface, it looks like a very good buy. I don't know how they're going to monetize it, maybe through Office 365 or something like that eventually. But yeah, this looks like it's definitely a targeted education, which we know Microsoft is trying to claw back into, especially here in the U.S. And there you go.
Yeah, I don't. I bet they don't ever worry about directly monetizing this. I think what this is more about is just maintaining and enhancing their presence in education. And, of course, by giving it away for free, that's what they want to hear in the education market. So this keeps Microsoft front and center. I think this is just part of the kind of the broader strategy to, like you said, claw their way back, you know, in education.
Yeah. Yep. So you got anything else for today, Paul?
Well, like I said, I got that MediaPad review will be up very soon, finally. I don't know. I'm so out of it. It's I got all kinds of stuff. I have, like I said, I have this kind of tower. What do they call it? A Jenga tower of devices in front of me here. I want to try to pop out these reviews. I've been talking about that for a while, too. So, I mean, I shouldn't make any promises, but I will be working on that stuff as well. How about you?
Nothing. I got nothing. No, I wish that was true.
Mehedi's back.
Mehedi is back. He's already written, I think, 2 posts this morning. So wow. Hopefully he passed all of his finals. And
yeah, when do we find out about that?
Well, we're not his parents, so I don't really know.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, aren't we, though?
So there's that. So, all right, folks, we're going to wrap it up here today. Quick show for a Monday, but have yourselves a wonderful, Monday, and we'll catch you right back here tomorrow.